In Los Angeles, California, it's the Real Brother Radio Show with your host, Theron K. Cow. And now, here he is, the Real Brother, Theron K. Cow.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody, the Real Brother Radio Show. 49 minutes after the hour, play resume. Now, we're talking about this tape. All right, this Dr. Ben Carson interview that Roland Martin had with Dr. Ben Carson today. And what we're doing is telling the truth about it. I do want to reiterate that Roland Martin is so stupid. It's a two-parter. He's stupid. He doesn't think that we'll challenge him on it. That's the first part. The second part is, he doesn't care. Why? He thinks Fox News is superior. He thinks white people are superior. He thinks these racists are superior. Let me tell you something about the racists at Fox News. I stated earlier that their goal was to destroy President Obama, destroy the country, and then blame it on him. Okay? Were they able to do that? No. Okay then. You're talking about their superiority, but think about it. Are the Broncos superior to the Seahawks? Their goal was to win the Super Bowl. Did they win the Super Bowl? No, they lost. But if you're a racist, you ain't gonna go play for the Seahawks. They got all kind of brothers out there on the team. So your Super Bowl, your superior team is the Broncos, even though they lost. So if you're a black fool, if you're a black sellout, if you're a black coon, you're not going to join Team Obama. How come? Because they won. No, not because they won, because they black. Oh, come on, man. Pay attention. Oh, okay. So, you see what I'm saying? So, Dr. Ben Carson and Roland Martin, they're trying to get on Team Romney. Oblivious to the fact that Team Romney lost. Team Paul Ryan lost. Team shoot up the Batman movie, blow up the Boston Marathon, go down to Sandy Hook Elementary and kill all the kids and shoot up the Fort Hood. They lost. Team George Zimmerman lost. Okay, which is why they out there killing people, looking for the next person they can come out to 7-Eleven they can kill. So they lost. They don't, Roland Martin and them, and I'm telling you when I say, see, you think I'm joking, man, Theron, of course they know they lost. No, they don't. Are you serious? Come on, man. The mentality of a racist is no. This is the mentality of a racist. So, yeah, they think they won. Those Negroes, they think they won. Wait until we get them. Wait until we put that Ted Cruz on them. Wait until we put that Sarah Palin on them.
And a lot of people think that I'm anti-Obama. I'm not anti-Obama by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's a wonderful thing that we had a black president. I didn't think that would happen in my lifetime.
That's very significant, too. What did he just admit, Theron? Go, Theron. Tell him what he just admitted. He just admitted that he didn't think. Remember I told you about that girl that was his camera assistant? And she was saying that she had the picture of the white, her, the white boy, right? And then the little part-time baby that they had adopted, okay? And, you know, I knew she was 100% sellout, you know. She used to be gay, she was sellout, you know, de Blasio's wife, okay? So, she said, wow, Theron, if I had known that a black man could be president one day, I would have never married him. And when she said that, my eyes just turned away because I got nervous. Why? Oh, come on. You don't marry some guy because you don't think somebody black could be president one day? That's stupid. No, I didn't say that to her, but that's why I was nervous. The stupidity was making me nervous. What are you going to do? Well, I'm not going to tell her the truth. But, I mean, come on. Dr. Carson just said that he never thought a black person could be president. So he became a Republican. So he joined the race, the Klan. Well, shoot, nobody black is ever going to be president. These fools are fooling themselves. Let me go out here and sign up for the KKK. Where do I sign up? You're black. Yeah, but look, there ain't nobody black going to ever be president or nothing, so it's okay. Go ahead. Where do I sign up? Well, sign right here. Okay. He signed up. That's not true. Of course it's true. You think I thought somebody black would be president? Did I sign up for the Klan? No, because I was perfectly willing to accept that nobody black was going to be president. That still didn't mean I was going to go join the Klan. I'm going to be a Republican. No, I said, well, look, we have a lot of work to do. But I'm not selling out. No, I'm going to do what's right. I might be the only one, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what's right. Why would he have to vote for him? Why would Roland ask that question? Why? Because Roland, it's implied that Roland voted for President Obama. Well, then why are you here, Roland, kissing my ass? Well, because white people are superior, and I'm hoping Fox will hire me.
I don't ever talk about who I vote for, but I appreciate the question.
There's more truth in that. Really? Yeah, sometimes you got to listen to what people say. You're putting words in his mouth by listening to what he says. No, that's stupid. Oh, okay. Now, if he said, I never tell anybody who I voted for, but I never thought that there would be a black president in my lifetime, who does that tell you he voted for? Not that I wanted to see a black president. I never thought there would be a black president, so I voted for McCain and Romney. Even after he knew there was a black president, he didn't vote for him. How come? How come? Now, could he ask that question? Could Roland Martin have said, okay, I'll accept what you just said. You never thought that there would be a black president in this country in your lifetime. Did you not just say that? Yeah, I said that. Okay. Now, you said, I would never tell anyone who I would vote for. But didn't you just tell us who you voted for when you said you would never thought that there would be a black president in your lifetime? And Barack Obama was a Democrat and you're a Republican? Didn't you just tell us? You voted for the Republican because you didn't think there would ever be a black president in your lifetime. You didn't tell us why you thought that, because you're a sellout and you think white people are superior and black people are incompetent and unable to be president. You didn't tell us. And I didn't ask you that because I know that already. But if you don't think there can be a black president, what are the chances that you, a Republican, are going to vote for a black Democrat for president? Give me the odds, okay? Zero. You ain't trying to vote for no black president if you believe in your heart of hearts that he ain't going to win. What do you do, put $10.4 million down on the Broncos? No, you don't put your money down on somebody that you don't think is going to win.
Excited, as many people were, about the prospect. The policies I'm not all that excited about.
Now, this is the part. Now let's change gears. No, it's different. See, and that's what I'm saying. Just because it's complicated doesn't mean we don't deal with it. All right? Now, this part is different. We got through the lies about, well, he's black, he ain't going to win. I don't think he's going to win. I didn't vote for him because he's black. I don't think he can win. Okay. Got past that part. Now he won. You didn't think he would win. He won. Twice. Okay. Now what's your lame-ass excuse? That he ain't going to win? That he could never be a black president? No, because you know you're stupid, but you ain't that damn stupid. You know he's the president, and he's been there twice. So now what's your excuse? Oh, well, I'm not sure about his policies. Okay, so you're not sure about somebody who you know is never going to be president. You're not sure about that person's policies after they become president. Really? Really? He's never going to get elected president. Okay. How do you feel about his policies? Well, they don't matter. How come? Well, he ain't going to get... If there was a chance he was going to get elected president, then I would look into his policies and see what policies he said. But since he's not going to ever be president, what in the hell would I give a damn about his policies for? He ain't going to win. Twice. Okay. We're going to come back to this a little bit when we come back on the other side of the hour. It's the Real Brother Radio Show. We will be back in about 2 minutes, so hang in there. Hang around. Okay.
There was a clear difference of opinion between male and female justices at the U.S. Supreme Court. The issue was whether for-profit corporations citing religious objections may refuse to include contraception coverage in the